So many things have changed through the decades in medicine, especially when it comes to childbirth. A lot of baby boomers were born in shiny hospital surgical suites with smooth walls and bright lights and often with mom asleep. Then came a wave of interest in natural childbirth and home birth. The medical and the traditional found a place to work together over the years. Now hospitals employ midwives working side by side with doctors. We have one of each here with us today to talk about current trends in birthing and specifically midwifery. We still don't know why it's pronounced midwifery with one F. Maybe we'll get to that. From Asante Physician Partners, we have Hilary Seeger, who is an MD. Welcome, Dr. Seeger.
Thank you.
And we also have Loretta Sandoval, who's a certified nurse, midwife, and nurse practitioner. Thank you for joining us as well.
Thanks a lot.
So, Loretta, let's talk about you first. What attracted you to becoming a nurse midwife?
You know, I actually worked side by side with nurse midwives. I was a practice manager at La Clinica and saw the amazing work that they did in women's healthcare and decided that that's what I wanted to do. So pursued a nursing degree first and then my master's degree.
So you were handling the office parts of things as a
Correct.
Practice manager? Okay, and then yeah. got into the medical part yourself.
Right.
That's really interesting. Talk about the training and the certification of midwives, because there mm-hmm. are some that are CNMs, I noticed, some that are CPMs, Certified Professional Midwife, a couple
right.
of different classifications, and I imagine levels of training as well.
Right. Maybe I'll speak to Certified Nurse Midwives first, because that's what I know the most about. All CNMs are registered nurses, so we have an RN degree, and then we go through a master's program and receive our credentials as a nurse practitioner and as a certified nurse midwife.
Do you have to be a nurse practitioner to be a certified nurse midwife?
They're synonymous.
Oh, they are.
So, yeah, the CNM designation automatically identifies you as a nurse practitioner. You get the same rights and privileges as any other nurse practitioner. CNMs were actually the first nurse practitioners in our country.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So has that classification existed for a long time then?
It has. When you think about Call the Midwife and that uh-huh. that show, we were born out of that era. And family nurse practitioners and pediatric nurse practitioners, those are relatively new compared to CNMs.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you do know the CNM program because you've been through that. The CPMs, do you know much about that classification?
Not enough to speak authoritatively on it. What I can say is that there's lots of ways that other sorts of midwives come to their training. Some of it is through an apprenticeship program with another midwife. Some of it is through a midwifery program that may or may not be accredited, and they're mostly not associated with a nursing program as well. In the state of Oregon, all midwives can apply for licensure, and that reflects that they have demonstrated knowledge and taken an exam and are able to be licensed through the state.
Are there levels of training required to get the licensure?
No.
Really? And is that typical? Is Oregon fairly typical among states, do we know?
You know, I don't know that I could compare. I think that Oregon is fairly I think that we have a strong midwifery presence in our state when you think about access to different kinds of midwives in other parts of the country, it's fairly limited. And so women in the state of Oregon have lots to choose from if they're looking for midwifery care, whether that's at home or in a birth center or in the hospital.
I kind of missed one basic step, which is the definition of midwife. I mean, what is a midwife going to do that perhaps another medical professional would not, or what's the role perceived to be?
Well, maybe I could talk specifically about CNMs.
Okay.
You know, the word midwife means with woman, and so I think that all midwives, mm-hmm. regardless of their training, really value presence and empowerment.
So the term is not mid, but probably mit, like as
mit.
In German, mit,
exactly.
midwife. Okay,
exactly.
Got it. Okay, now it makes sense.
Yay, we're getting closer. I think that certified nurse midwives see their role as perhaps an in-between ground for women where we're able to provide some of the hallmark aspects of midwifery care that embraces women and their families as primary decision makers and creating as much of a low-stress, low-intervention environment. But we do that within the safety of a hospital, and we do that with a formalized partnership with our physician colleagues who provide our backup support if that were to be needed.
Loretta Sandoval is a certified nurse midwife and nurse practitioner. Hillary Seeger is an MD. They both work for Asante Physician Partners based in Medford. You can join us on the exchange as we talk about midwives and midwifery. Join us at 800-838-3760 with questions or comments by phone. The same by email. Go to jx@jeffnet.org. Let me bring Hillary into this. Did the medical establishment take a dim view of midwives for a long time? I mean, it seems like it's been different for a few decades now. You were telling us as we got into the room.
Yeah, I think that certified nurse midwives have been working with OBGYNs and in hospitals in very different capacities. I think that, as you have already pointed out, natural childbirth movement has requested something different than what has been the traditional offering by MDs, and or by most MDs, I would say. In Ashland specifically, I think there's a historical precedent for offering low intervention birth and some alternative birth options such as water birth. And so I think that midwifery is a natural choice in Ashland specifically, and it's existed in Medford for a long time. And that's really what our program is about, is offering women a choice that complements the existing medical system here in the Valley. And so there are lots of places, Kaiser, Providence, in Portland, and all over the country that have offered midwifery care, some of it more true to the original philosophy of midwifery, such as hands-on and physical presence at the bedside. Others maybe act more similar to physician care, but are physician extenders for low-risk birth. And the spirit of our program is to offer a low-intervention birth option that our community, from a philosophical standpoint, has been interested in for a long time.
So low intervention in terms of the family is pretty much driving this with assistance from the medical folks, when I think the relationship used to be a little more top-down from the medical provider in decades past.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I would say that everyone has worked very hard to offer obstetric care. And I think for many, many years, I'm not trying to disparage how it's been done, but I would say that patients are requesting interventions or less interventions and a chance to go into labor naturally on their own when it's medically safe, that type of thing. Those are the type of the differences in approach, I would say, that our program is interested in offering. And that's not anything new necessarily to Ashland, but it's something, it's just a new and different way that hasn't been historically routinely offered at Ashland Hospital.
Is it just at Ashland Hospital, or is it the other two Asante hospitals as well?
This program is just at Ashland. Mm-hmm. There's, like, as Loretta spoke about, there's a La Clinica midwifery service in Medford, and we're looking to complement the existing services in the remainder of the Valley.
So, Loretta, what is the setting seem to be? I mean, are we talking about children being born at home? Are we talking about being born at the hospital in Ashland? What's the approach here?
So we exclusively offer services in the hospital, at the Ashland Community Hospital. Mm-hmm. And in the Rogue Valley, there are no certified nurse midwives right now that offer services at home. I think that there had been in the past, but now that doesn't exist. So when you're seeing a certified nurse midwife, that means that you will be delivered in the hospital, but hopefully with a feeling that's very home-like.
So is the idea that the midwife takes care of most of it and then the MD comes in late in the game? Or what's the general approach in terms of roles and if there's any handoff?
That's a good,
and particularly if there are complications.
Yeah, that's a good question. So if a woman is seeking midwifery care, and I'll speak specifically to the Asante practice that we're discussing in Ashland, she receives all of her visits, all of her prenatal visits, with the certified nurse midwife. We order ultrasounds as indicated and are able to manage minor complications and prescribe medications for routine things. And when it's time for her to go into labor, she's cared for exclusively by her midwife as long as there are no significant medical issues with the mother or the baby. And if something were to arise, if there was a concern prenatally or during labor that additional help were needed, the CNMs have a formalized relationship with other OBGYNs like Dr. Seeger, or in the hospital, we would collaborate with our family practice physicians, and they would become partners, or we would end up transferring the care depending on what level of care was needed. So, for example, if a woman needed a cesarean section, the physician would perform the surgery, would continue to care for her postoperatively, and the certified nurse midwife would still be present with her as her surgical assistant.
Just in terms of basic getting to know you kinds of things, though, would any woman coming into the hospital through the midwife program get to know the physician up front before there might be any complications, just to know who the person is who's on duty at that time?
That's not a routine practice as a meet and greet, same way as people don't necessarily get to know their anesthesiologist before they're admitted to the hospital in case they might need a surgery. Mm-hmm. But in the event that a physician consultation is required, that is a really collaborative handoff, and we provide as much opportunity for the families to get to know that practitioner and to, again, be involved in decisions around their care.
We're talking about midwives in the hospital, specifically at the Asante Hospital in Ashland. You can join us here in the Jefferson Exchange as we talk to Hillary Seeger, MD, and Loretta Sandoval, certified nurse midwife. Grab your headphones. You're going to need them in a moment. 800-838-3760. My phone email address is jx@jeffnet.org. And we do have a call here from Lane in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, so this is Lane Watson, and my grandparents came to this country in 1915, settled up above Trail on a patent grant homestead, and my grandmother was a midwife, and somewhere in among the photos and everything, I've got her her little book that shows the babies that she brought into the world in the Upper Rogue Country, and their, their weights and everything, and so at that time, of course, I mean, they used a buckboard with horses to go a lot of places. So it was a long ways from a doctor and a long ways from Medford. So anyway, yeah. So, and I think that she also performed duties as a midwife in the ranch country out of Spokane because there's been a belief that maybe my uncle was actually adopted from a situation like that. Maybe the mother died. So, anyway, just wanted to bring that up.
Thanks for the story, and wow, buckboard. We're talking about a rough ride over some rough roads back in the first part of the 20th century. Loretta Sandoval, do certified nurse midwives do a lot of out of, not through this program we're talking about here, but I mean, is this a lot of in-home settings and out-of-hospital kind of care for CNMs?
Nationally, I would say no. I think that the majority of certified nurse midwives practice within a hospital setting. And that's not to say that they couldn't get their own malpractice insurance and deliver in the hospital the same that an OBGYN could. Mm-hmm. Dr. Seeger could start a home birth practice if she so desired. But generally, most practice within the hospital setting.
Okay, so that's a big issue. Malpractice insurance is one of the major reasons that this happens under the roof of the hospital?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Because the nurse midwives don't have their own general access to, or don't purchase it anyway. It probably is very expensive, I'm thinking. Dr. Seeger, can you talk to the basic expense of malpractice insurance?
Yeah, malpractice insurance for any type of obstetric practice is a considerable cost consideration when you're starting up a practice, essentially. I would say that there are different circumstances that can improve the cost and make the whole establishment viable, so to speak. I think it would be very difficult to have as an OBGYN, to have full coverage malpractice insurance and do home birth and not be delivering babies all day and all night to support that malpractice insurance. I would say, and that's why I would say the vast majority of OBGYNs don't do home birth, that and some other clinical reasons, obviously. But, you know, the malpractice insurance cost is a pretty significant reason why there are kind of a slow, gradual migration for a lot of medical providers to move away slowly from the private practice model, and obstetric providers specifically have quite a high cost of malpractice insurance.
Oh, and that's why you see so many physician partner groups with hospital names on them?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That makes a certain amount of sense. Jamie in Medford had asked if there are any male midwives. I don't know if he's volunteering to get into the program at this point, but are there many?
Definitely. I was trained by a male midwife up at OHSU.
And so how long, Loretta, before you were like the main person on a case in your training as certified nurse midwife? I mean, you were working alongside other people in your training, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But then how many births had you witnessed and how many women had you assisted into birthing before you were like the main person?
Right. My training was 2 years, and that's not including the nursing training. And lots of certified nurse midwives have practiced as labor and delivery nurses or NICU nurses and have had lots of exposure to birth prior to their master's program. But I had attended about 55 births before I was the main practitioner. And that's perfectly adequate because I work in very close collaboration with other certified nurse midwives and with other physicians. I feel like help is never more than a phone call away. And in a hospital setting, it might be even closer.
Midwifery is the discussion topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. Loretta Sandoval is a certified nurse midwife and nurse practitioner working for Asante Physician Partners. Hillary Seeger is an MD working for Asante Physician Partners. We're talking about the certified nurse midwife program and the connection to the Asante Ashland Community Hospital. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760. And if you get specific stories about your own accounts with midwives, maybe you had a baby born with the help of a midwife over the years or didn't and wish you had. We'd like to hear those stories, or were born by, or helped into the world by a midwife. We'd like to hear that story as well. 800, not that you remember that well, but perhaps your parents have told you. 800-838-3760 is the phone number here. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So is the program fully set up at Ashland Hospital yet, or has it been used yet?
It is. We've had two of our own deliveries. We are also helping La Clinica patients who are planning to deliver at Ashland. We're offering some services to those patients as well. And so, yes, we've done some deliveries. We have three midwives that are hired and working in the program now. And potentially, depending on how volume is, we don't want them getting too tired, that we would go to a fourth midwife if we had enough patients that warranted a fourth provider.
How much can the Asante Hospital in Ashland draw upon the resources of the hospitals in Medford and Grants Pass under the same system? I mean, if you're getting thin-staffed or vacations or just having a spate of activity going on, can you call upon people from the other hospitals?
Yeah, you know, right now they're hiring for OB nursing staff for sure, and that is something that, you know, it's not, I wouldn't call it an expansion. I would say that historical volume is what we're looking to support. We're not trying to deliver a ton of babies in Ashland all of a sudden, but we're doing this to offer another choice that has been supported by a core group of family practice providers who do a lot of obstetrics and do their own C-sections in Ashland, but also to kind of make a sustainable long-term option for low intervention birth and alternative birth options. And so we are working on ensuring adequate staff at Ashland to support that. And we rely on the rest of the system for a lot of other clinical things. It's actually the ideal setting. You have a newborn ICU 20 minutes away. You have a maternal fetal medicine practice in Medford who can support and offer guidance. And they have been involved in establishing our plan, scope of practice, and that type of thing. So it's a really nice setting to have the existing surrounding hospital system.
Loretta Sandoval, what's usually the reason a woman will want to seek out the services of a midwife instead of an OBGYN MD?
there's, I think, a host of reasons. I think that midwives tend to maybe spend a little bit more time with patients. I think that we really value the relationship and connection. And the practice in Ashland gives us the latitude and the time to be able to do that. And that's really important. I think that there are just some general statistics that support draw women to our care. For instance, most of the midwives that I practice with come from settings where our C-section rate is 11 to 15% and our national average is 30 to 33.
Well,
and
high,
so
right?
That's a significant difference in care. And I, you know, our goal is not to avoid all C-sections, but to avoid unwarranted C-sections. And I think that women feel like they have a better chance with a midwife to have a conversation around what sorts of interventions are reasonable, warranted, required for safety, and which ones really aren't, and to allow them to really be decision makers in their care. And I think that that's the general feeling that women are seeking when they're looking for midwifery care, as opposed to perhaps with an OBGYN. And I don't mean to say that they don't receive those exact same considerations with OBGYNs, but that's part of, I think it's a big part of the motivation.
We've just got a few seconds left. In the months leading up to the delivery, how much time is a midwife going to spend? About how many visits with a patient?
In the first trimester, we tend to see women once a month,
mm-hmm.
and then we move to every 2 weeks, and then in their last month, we see them weekly until they deliver.
Okay, so it's a very regular thing. More
right.
regular than they'd get with an OBGYN?
No, it's about the same.
About the same,
yeah.
Okay, all right. Midwifery at Ashland Community Hospital, which is now under the Asante banner. Asante Physician Partners employs Loretta Sandoval, certified nurse midwife and nurse practitioner, and Dr. Hillary Seeger, MD. Thanks for joining us both today on the Jefferson Exchange.